week's parsha, we have two parshas, parshas Chikas, parshas Bulok. Let's see how much we'll manage to get through. Parshas Chikas starts off, as we all know, tells us the Torah, Zois Chikas HaTorah. And when we translate the word Achoik, we always translate the word as Achoik means something which we don't understand. Everybody knows Achoik? Something we cannot understand is called Achoik. Something which is higher than our intelligence. However, if we look in the Medrash says as follows, Oma HaKadosh Baruch Hu, said the Rabbein Shloilem, Choik Chokakti, I have engraved a Choik. Writes the Chok Kivir Rebbe in his Sefer Ginza Yisroel, we see from the words of the Medrash that the Medrash is explaining, is translating for us the word Choik, that the translation of the word Choik is from Chakika, to engrave. That's the translation of Choik, a Chakika. Explains the Rebbe, what does this mean? And he says a Gevaldi Gevalt as follows. You know, if you write on paper, like you all are doing now, you're writing. So it looks like the ksav, that what you write, and the paper is one thing. You pick up the paper, and the writing comes with it. But it's not actually, because if you want, you can rub it out. You can rub out what you wrote, and you'll have again a blank piece of paper. So the ksav is not really part of the paper. It's just lying on top. It's written on top of the paper. It's not part of the paper. Different is when you engrave something. When you engrave something into a piece of wood, onto a piece of metal, then what happens is you can't just rub that out, because if you want to rub it out, you have to destroy the whole piece of wood, the whole piece of metal. It's not just lying on top of the metal. It's engraved inside the metal. It's engraved inside the piece of wood. So says the Chok Rebbe as follows. When a person is mekayim the Torah mitzvahs, just because his seichel tells him this is the right thing to do. So if tomorrow, chas v'shulem, your seichel will tell you, you don't need to, no longer applies, for whatever reason. So you can rub it out in your mind. You'll rub it out. So tells us the Torah, Zois chikas ha-Torah. A yid should be mekayim the Torah mitzvahs as if it is a choik. Not just the mitzvah of Pur Adima. Not all the mitzvahs in the Torah, it should be engraven inside us. We say in benching, in the second brucha, Noide lecho, we thank Hashem. And we say, Al teroscho shelimadatuni, va'al chikecho shahoidatuni. We thank Hashem that He gave us the Torah, Al teroscho shelimadatuni, and then we add on, va'al chikecho shahoidatuni. And for the chikim, which you gave us, asks the Maharal, why do we have a separate, an extra hoidua for the chikim? Just say, thank you, Hashem, for your Torah. Why do we need to say, and for the chikim? So writes the Maral, that when a person is mekayim the Torah in mitzvahs, that is mekadosh his gif, his body. But when a person is mekayim the chikim, which is lamalef in the seichel, that is mekadosh the neshoma from a person. So the special hoidua for the Torah, and another Haidua for the Chikim. When the Rabbi Nishloilim gave the Lichos to Klal Yisroel, it's written in Parshas Kisisa that the Lichos were Churis, that says that Churis were Churis al HaLichos. They were engraved inside the Lichos. They weren't just merely written on top of the Lichos, that says that it was Churis engraved into the Lichos. And Chazal tell us, a very famous Chazal, Al tikra churis elacheris. Don't read it as if it's written churis engraved. Read it as if it's written cheris. Ein lecho ben choirin elamisha oisik betoira. A person wants to be a ben choirin. He wants to be free from the yetzer hara. He wants to be free from all those things outside which the goyim are trying to entice us. Ein lecho ben choirin elamisha oisik betoira. So the question is, why did Chazal Dafke learn out this drusha from this pusik that the Aseres Hadibros was churis al halichos? The Aseres Hadibros were engraved. Says Chazal, al tikra churis al achayris. Zugin the Sforim, as was stated in this Chazal, is as follows. You know when a person is zoicha to get to reach to this level, that the Torah should be by him a chayris, that he's become freed from all the things that are going on around us in the world outside. You know when you can achieve that madrega? When it's al tikra churis elecheiris. That what is churis is engraved, it becomes engraved inside us. When it becomes engraved inside us, then was al tikra churis elecheiris. So this is the avoida of a yid. To come to this level, not just to keep the Torah mitzvahs because our seichel tells us, but because that's the tzivui Hashem. That's what Hashem told us to do, and that's what we do, whether we understand or we don't understand. There's a very famous Gemara in Masechtas Kiddushin, where the Gemara tells us that Shimon hu amsini hoya doirish kol essen Shabbatoira. Shimon Amtsini, who was on the Gedoyle Hatanuim, would give a shear on every single time the word S appears in the Torah. So let's start working out how many times the word S in the Torah. Bereshis Bura Elohim, S HaShamayim, Ves Horeb. In the first Pusik, you've already got twice. It's written thousands of times. And every time, Shimon Amtsini said Adrusha, Ashir. What does it come to include? Tells us the Gemara. Until he came to the pusik of Es Hashem Eloikecha Tiro. You should fear Hashem. And the pusik says, Es Hashem Eloikecha. Said Shimon Amtsini, can I include something else together with the Rabbeinu Shloilam? You can't put anybody on the same level as Rabbeinu Shel Olam. So how can I say, Es Hashem, you should fear Hashem, plus something else? It can't be. So says the Gemara, that Shimon Amtsini told all his Talmidim, what I said was wrong. My whole Yisod, which I had said, that every time the Torah writes the word Es, it comes to include something, is wrong. So the Talmidim said to him, Rebbe, what's going to be with all those drushes? Imagine, he'd been giving drushes for years and years and years. Had hundreds of Talmidim, thousands of Talmidim, everybody sitting learning from him, the good Lador. And suddenly comes to the Pusik, Es Hashem Lekecha, which is written in Sefer Devorim. He's given thousands of Shirim. And he says, I see my whole concept was wrong. So says Shimon Amtsini, Kashem Shekibalti Scha, Al Hadrisha, just like I got a schar for being doirish, all those drushas and all the shim, so I will get a schar al haparisha for being choizer and saying I was wrong. Carries on the Gemara, Ad Shabur Rabbi Kiva, until Rabbi Kiva came and he said, Es Hashem Eloikecha Tiro le Rabbois Talmidei Chachomim. Said Rabbi Kiva, no. We can learn something out of this word Es. Es Hashem Lekechotir comes to be Le Rabbis. What? You should have fear not just of Hashem, but for Tamnachum. This is what the Gemara tells us in the Sechtes Kiddush. It tells the Rosh Hashiva, Ramot Chagift is a Chon Evrucha, said, Chachoyre, this Gemara is difficult to understand. Shimon Amtsini was the one who he was doirish kol essen shebetoira. Every single time the Torah writes the word es, he said the drusha. Until it came to a pusik in Sefer Dvorim. He didn't know what to say. So my whole concept is wrong. If Rabbi Kiva knew that es Hashem lekecha tira is le rabbis tamidei chachomim, surely Shimon Sim must have also realized that. Because he knew how to give a drush on every S. So why did he not realize it until Rabbi Kiva came? Also, Pastor Motcha Gifta, it's an unusual lushan in the Gemara, ad shabur Rabbi Kiva, until Rabbi Kiva came and he said this drusha. Why did you say, Rabbi Kiva oma l'rabbi t'mechumim? So zuk trip, Motcha Gifta, gevaldi gevald. Avata Shimon Amsini also knew, occurred to him this idea, we could say es Hashem lekecha tira l'rabbis tamid echumim. But although he realized it, he still felt scared. Can I put a Talmud Chochem on the same level kaviyuchel as Reboishim? I can't do that. So the Talmidim said, Sir Rebbe, what's going to be with all your drushes? I'm choizer from everything I said. I'm putting it in Geniza. The whole thing which I said is butl imavitl. When Rabbi Kiva saw the behavior of Shimon Huamsini, how he was able to stand up in public and tell all his Talmidim, you should know everything I have taught you over the last 5, 10, 20 years was wrong. Everything I've taught you was wrong. I'm choizer, I've made a mistake. When Rabbi Kiva saw this, how he was mevatel himself totally to the Torah, because he's doing 100%, 1,000%, l'shem shemayim, not for his own covered, but just l'shem shemayim, said Rabbi Kiva, from the actions of Shimon Amsini, I see that we are allowed to be doiris as Hashem lekecha tira l'rabbois tamidei chachomim. He is a living example of a person who there's no zich. He doesn't exist at all. He just push it as a labor dicker sefer Torah. This person, everything he does and he thinks, everything is al pi Hashem. There's nothing for him, none of his own covet. Oy bezoy, such a person. He is in gans and butl to the Torah. So es Hashem lekecha tira l'rabbis tamidei chachamim. And this is this yesod of Zois Chikas HaTorah, that the Rebbein Shem wants the Torah should be engraved inside all of us, should become part and parcel of us, until we come until this level, that whatever we do, this is Alpi Torah. It's not just outside on the surface, which Kas Vashun could be rubbed out, but should be engraved deep inside us. And Bichas Krishma, Nebrucha, Vinahavas Oilam, we say every single day in davening, Ovini, Ovarachman, Amrachim, Nachim Oleini, so on. And then we say, Bavi Shimcho Hagudoil, Ibavi Avoseini, Shabbat Chibachu, Vatalamdeim Chike Chayim. We ask, please, Rabbein Shalom, in the schis of our forefathers, who you taught them, Vatalamdeim Chike Chayim. Said Reb Leibel Eger, Egevaldi Gevald. What does this mean? Chikei Chayim, the chikim of life. So most of the Mephoshim explain just means the Torah is referred to as Chikei Chayim. But said Reb Leibel Eger, a different kavuna. A choik, we know, Pur Adima is a choik, something we can't understand. It's metahe, tumeyim, metame, tohoirim. It's a chayk. Said Rablai Bela'ega, in our own lives, we also, every person, goes through periods of chikei chayim. Chazal tell us, Moshe Rabbeinu already asked the Rabbi Nishalim, why is it that we see tzadik v'raloi, rusha v'toivloi? Why do we see that the tzaddikim and they're suffering, they're not coping with life, going through various problems, illnesses, other issues. Tzadik v'raloi. And we see at the same time, Rusha v'toivloi. We see Rishuim, they've got everything they need, everything's going great for them. Moshe Rabbeinu struggled with this concept. Zukra Bleibel Eger, this is what is referred to as Chike Chayim. We all go through in our own lifetimes periods which is to us like a choik. We don't understand why is Hashem doing this. We don't understand what's going on. What does the Rebbeinu Shel Olam want from us? So we say, Bavi Shimchu Hagudoil, Ivavi Avoseini, Shabbat Chi Bechu, that they had full bitochen in you, even whilst Valtalamde Chikechayim. Even whilst you, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, you were behaving towards them in a way of chike chayim, of tzadik v'raloi, rusha v'toivloi, still bodchi b'chol, they trusted, they put their trust in you, and they didn't have any kashas. Kein techoneini isalamdeini. So we ask, please, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, please do the same to us as well. We are not on the level of our zaydas and bubbas. We struggle with various things. We don't understand what's going on. So we ask, please, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, give us a matnas chinam. We should be zoicha, kein techoneini, isalamdeini. So it's a gavaldig avot, which we need to be machazik ourselves with. Parshas Chikas, we also have the story of the chet of Mei Meriva, that Moshe Rabbeinu was punished. And because of this, he was not allowed to go into Etzrul, because instead of speaking to the rock, he hit the rock. The Chasam Sofer quotes a Medrash that if Moshe Rabbeinu would have gone into Etzrul and would have built the Beis HaMikdash, it would never have been destroyed. But because of Mei Meriva, that's why Moshe Rabbeinu was not able to go into Etzrul. And that's resulted later on in the Chorban Beis HaMikdash. Also ich steht im Medrash. So Zubt der Chasam Sofer as follows. I understand why, if Moshe Rabbeinu would have spoken to the rock, that would have prevented Chorban Bayis Rishon. Because the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of the three Averis, Gilei Aroyos, Avodah Zarah, and Shvichas Domim. And if Moshe Rabbeinu would have spoken to the rock, that would have brought about such an awareness of the greatness of Hashem, the Yidden would never have been able to be Oved Avodah Zarah, and there would have never been Oved Gilei Aroyos and Shvichas Domim. So you understand how the connection between Moshe Rabbeinu hitting the rock somehow therefore resulted in Chom Beis HaMikdash. Says the Chassid, understand, that was Bayis Rishon. However, Bayis Sheni, tells us Chazal, was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam. And Rashi says, Sinas Chinam means Loshen Hora. What connection is there between Moshe Rabbeinu not speaking to the rock, hitting the rock, and this somehow was a catalyst to cause that the Yidden should speak Loshen Hora, and therefore brought the Chom Beis HaMikdash. So Zuk the Chasam Sofer Gevaldi Geval. The Rambam, when he explains the severity of the Avera of Loshen Hora, writes the Rambam that the reason why people are Oiv Avodah Zarah is because they say, did I do anything? I didn't do anything. I just talked. You know, you can't see when you talk. There's nothing there to see. I didn't do a maaseh. If I steal somebody's item, I take his thing and I put it in my pocket. Everyone goes, it was lying here and I put it in my pocket. I've done a maaseh. If I hit somebody, one can see I've done a maaseh. But dibber, you can't see it. It's not a maaseh. So because of that, people say, what did I already do? I only spoke. Was I so gefährlich? Zug der Chasam Sofer, if Moshe Rabbeinu would not have hit the rock and he would have spoken to the rock, and the water would have come out. That would have reinforced by Klal Yisroel the Koyach of Dibber. Look, unbelievable how the Koyach of Dibber is. And then they would have never, ever spoken Lashon Hara, and thereby the second Beis HaMikdash would not have been destroyed. The Radomsky Rebbe writes in his Sefer Tver Shloime, Al Derech Zeh, that the Rebbein Shlalim said to Moshe Rabbeini, V'dibartem el hasela le'einehem. You should speak to the rock le'einehem, in front of their eyes. Surely, if we're speaking about speaking, it should say, V'dibartem el hasela le'ozneihem, in front of their ears, they're going to hear. Zuk the Radomsky Rebbe, Gavalti Gavot. B'shas Kabulas HaToyre, we know, not only did the Eden hear that Seres HaDibris, was V'chol Ha'om Royin Es HaKoylois. They all saw the words, that the Boishim said, Onoichi, they Royin Es HaKoylois. Zuk the Tver Shloime, but the Rebbein Hashem wanted was that, again, when Moshe Rabbeinu speaks to the rock, it should be in such a way, V'dibartem el hasela le'einehem. It should be on this level. They can see the power of Dibber. Look, Moshe Rabbeinu speaks, and out comes water. They should see the connection between Dibber and what happens. The Zelbe Yisod, like the Chasam Sofer. So this is an important Yisod. Now we're coming up to the 3 weeks. To be machazik ourselves in the koyach of Dibber, to know how strong it is, the koyach of Dibber. And I've mentioned before, a Zoya Kudish in Parshas Metzora, that the Zoya Kudish tells us a very important yisod. That just like there is an avera for speaking Lashon Hara, so says the Zoya Kudish, is the same avera for somebody who could have said a gitvot and he didn't say it. What is Lashon Hara? Lashon Hara is you use your koyach hadibur to push down somebody else. You're pushing him down, making this person feel upset, being mavazah somebody, making him feel upset using your koyach hadibur. Says the Zoya Kodesh. If you could have used your koyach hadibur to uplift somebody, to make them feel good, to make them feel happy. Say, hello, how are you? I haven't seen you for a few days. Where have you been? Everything all right? Make the person feel important. People miss them. Where were they? Use your koyach hadibur to uplift the person. This is the avoider. The avoider isn't just merely good enough to abstain from speaking Lashon Hara. Simeiru means hold yourself back from speaking Lashon Hara, but that's only 50%. Va'asei toiv. Use now your koyach hadibur. Say something positive. Say something good. Make somebody feel good. Okay, now we're going over to Parshas Bullock. The Torah tells us, Vayah Bulak es kol asher usa Yisruel le'emoiri. And therefore, Vayuga Moyov bepnei ho'amoid. It's very interesting, the contrast between Bulak and Yisroi. Torah tells us, Bulak saw what was going on, and he get worried, so he's going to hire Bilam to curse Klal Yisroel. Had Yisroi also heard what was going on, Vayishma Yisroel kol asher usa lekim Yisroel, what was the result? Yisroel came to the Midbar, wanted to become a ger. Two people hear and see the same thing, and two totally different reactions. So how can it be two people hear the same, and one behaves like this, and one behaves like that? And the Torah itself gives us the answer. If we look in Parshas Yisroel, the Torah tells us, what did Yisroel hear? Vayishma Yisroel es kol asher usu Elokim le'Yisroel. Yisroel heard everything that the Ribbono Shel Olam had performed. Yisrael saw this is the Yad Hashem. This is not Klal Yisrael on their own. This is the Ribbono Shel Olam. Yisrael realized this is the Ribbono Shel Olam doing everything. Oh, Yisrael came. That was Yisrael. However, by Bullock, it doesn't say that Bullock saw the Yad Hashem. Bullock didn't see. He didn't see anything of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Oh, just a powerful nation. A nation comes very powerful. He didn't see the Yad Hashem. He only saw that the Yidden are doing it by themselves. Oh, if so, I'll hire somebody to overcome them. So he calls Bilam to curse Klal Yisrael. The state in the Torah, for Yoma Bilam el Bullock, told Bilam as follows: B'neili b'zeh shiva mizbechois. You've got to build 7 mizbechois. For huchenli b'zeh shiva purim v'shiva elim. And he does so. Says the Bilam to Ribbono Shel Olam, v'yom elav eshivas hamizbechois orachti. I've prepared 7 mizbechois. V'al po v'ayil b'mizbeach. What are these 7 mizbechois with 7 karbunas? Tells us a medrash. Loma shiva mizbechois. Why pinked 7? Keneged shiva mizbechois shabuni shiva tzadikim ma'udam va'ad Moshe v'niskavli. Bilam did a bit of research. Who had built a mizbeach until now, from the time the world was created? And he saw there were 7 people: Udom, Hevel, Noach, Avruam, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and Moshe. 7 people had built a mizbeach. Each one had built their mizbeach. Udom built a mizbeach, Hevel built a mizbeach, Noach, Avruam, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and Moshe. 7 tzaddikim built mizbechos. Says Bilam, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to build 7 in one go. I'm going to equal them all. Oibazoi says Bilam to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Why were you mekabel their kabunas? I'm going to offer up 7 mizbechos. I'm going to equal what they all did. And Rashi says, we find that even the Ovis themselves also built 7 mizbechos. Famous thing, says Rashi, Avraham Avinu, we find the Torah written 4 times he built a mizbeach. Yitzchok only once, and Yaakov twice. So the others themselves also, between themselves, built 7 mizbechos. Says Bilam, I'm going to outdo them all. I'm going to build 7 mizbechos. Said the Ribbono Shel Olam back to Bilam, Hashivoi riach hakodesh, toiv pas chareva, toiv mincha belila b'shemen v'chareva. I prefer a bit of stale bread. Mi bayis mulei zavuchim riv. Then a house full of zavuchim which come from an argument. I don't like, Bilam, your kabunas. I don't need them very much. I prefer to be the little things from Klal Yisrael than your big, what you're trying to offer me in one go. And this is a gewaltige lesson. That shleimus is acquired not by just doing massive leaps in one go. Loisale b'malois al mizbechi. A person doesn't jump up to highest levels in one go. Yeah, a person has to ascend step by step by step. And we know the Mishnah tells us, heverotz katzvi. A person should always be running like a deer. And I once heard a gewaltige Wort. Why do Chazal dafke single out the tzvi, the deer? We should be running like a deer. If you're looking for animals which run fast, there are many animals which run faster than a deer. A tiger, a leopard, a cheetah run much faster. A cheetah probably runs twice as fast as a deer. So why did Chazal say, heverotz katzvi? And I once heard a gewaltige Wort as follows. You know, a cheetah, it can run at 70 miles an hour, but only for 1 minute, or even not even 1 minute, actually half a minute. And after running for 70 miles for half a minute, it just collapses. It can't keep it up. It cannot keep it up. So it's the fastest running animal in the world, but it cannot keep it up. You know, we go to the zoo, where do you see the lions? They're lying on the floor, half asleep most of the time. If they want to catch something, they'll quickly run and catch it. Most of the time, they're lying on the floor, half asleep. A deer, the natural walk of a deer is he's always running. He's always a bit, doesn't walk slowly, he's always running. Tells us Chazal, Boshem doesn't want we should be like a cheetah, like a tiger, like a leopard. Can run very fast and then collapses on the floor and does nothing. Have a rots katzvi. A person's normal walk should be like a tzvi, going fast, but keeping it up. Don't just do one big thing and then finish. Bilam thought, he brills in one day, seven mizvachos, have equaled the avoider of Avraham Avinu, Hevel, Noach, Ovos, Moshe Rabbeinu. That's not how it goes. A person has an avoider, a constant avoider, day after day after day. That is what is chushev by the Rabbeinu Shloilem. Boshem Taka Helfen, we should all be zoicha to go, lemala, lemala, omekeh, zoicha.